of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope and a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for the sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Together wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Together, wonderful to me.
Heavenly Father God, we gather together here and praise your name this morning, for you are good. You are wonderful, Lord. You are holy and perfect and sovereign. Lord, how incredible that you, the King, the God of the universe, would humble yourself and come to this earth so that we could have a relationship with you. Lord, we praise you for your love and for your goodness. Lord, we ask that you would humble each and every one of us this morning. Bring us to our knees, Lord, as we seek you. God, remove any distractions or barriers that may be preventing us from seeing you and encountering you. Lord, we just ask that you would overflow this space and overflow our hearts with your presence. We ask that you would transform us, Lord. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for all that you are, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. Us in the song of your salvation, and all your people sing along. So remember your people. Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for
God is so good, and his grace is all that we need. So I just encourage you this morning to take some time to reflect on if there's anything in your life that you are putting ahead of His grace. Is His grace enough for you? That if everything else around you in your life, if that would all seem messy and chaotic, would His grace be sufficient for you? Because it is more than enough. And as you reflect on this, if some of those things come to surface that you're putting before His grace, just encourage you to just surrender those things over to the Lord. Just lay them at the foot of the cross and just offer yourselves up to the Lord.
Father's house, there's a place for
Heavenly Father, God, we thank you and we praise you that not by our own doing we can have a relationship with you. And not just any relationship, Lord, but we can call ourselves your children and you our Father. Lord, we praise you for your love. We ask, God, that you would give us an increasing understanding of who you are and what your love is, what that means, what it looks like. We ask that that would transform us and shine through us as we go out into this world. Pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Never gives up, never runs out on me. Love never.
never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me.
This morning is my privilege to introduce our speaker. I don't think for a lot of you you need any introduction because he's been here. He's preached here before, not too long ago. Been here a number of times. Pastor Phil Harrison and his wife Susan, we welcome you. What you need to know about them, they are the parents of Stephanie Conklin. So they're quite familiar with what's going on, especially over in the parsonage, and probably even hold the fort there once in a while. So thank you for being here. Reverend Phil is a pastor with the Christian Missionary Alliance and most recently served a church in Newcastle. So welcome. Would you all welcome Pastor Phil Harrison.